Vaishnava Vignopti. Devaro Karunakaro Vaishnava Gosai Patita Pavana Toma Vireo Nai Karanikat Papa Dureyai Hemona Dayala Prabhu Keva Kostapai Gangarapa Rasawire Ashate Shane Pavitra Goro Eto Maraka Aristone Aparate Kare Arina Tomastane Aparate Nagi Govinda Govinda Moravagesh Abhaparavo Pratijan me koriyasha Charunera dune Narottama ko Ram Ram Hari. Paramahansa, Paramacharya, Austin Teller, Satishi, Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya, Charanada, Bhaktivinoda, Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti, Vaishnav, Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur Ki Jai, Pran Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadatha Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shayam Kun Radha Kunda Giri Gopardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagadatha Sami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasa Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. I'm just stopping my camera for a second for technical reasons. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Bol. Okay. So the camera back on with, hold on a second, there's a technical thing, here we go, camera back on, there we go, the better to see you with. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Budhle Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharene Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. So, actually, before going ahead, I just want to read the translation to this poem that we just chanted by Narottama Das Thakur. Such a beautiful translation that gives us the secret for advancing in devotional service. And the translation is, O Vaishnava Goswami, please be merciful to me now. There is no one except you who can purify the fallen souls. Where does anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience all sins go far away? One becomes purified after bathing in the waters of the sacred Ganges many times, but just the sight of you purifies the fallen souls. This is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has offended Lord Hari, but if one offends you, there is no means of deliverance. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda, and Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire the dust of your holy feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottama yours and be kind upon him. So it reminds me of that verse, Sadavo Ridyam Mayam, Saranam Ridyam Twaham, Maranyatayena Janati Naham Tebyo Managapi. Where Krishna says that I'm in the hearts of the sadhus, and the sadhus are in my hearts, my heart, and because they do not know anyone else but them or me as theirs, I do not know anyone else but them as mine. So it's a reciprocal relationship, very much in tune with what? Yayatamam prabhajante tam sataiva bhajami ham. Mamavartman avartante manushapartha sarvasa. So Krishna's reciprocating with us. Krishna loves us so much. So, therefore, we should give our hearts to Krishna. Okay, so on that happy note, I am going to... Well, that's interesting. Anyway, just watching, looking at something. Let me just spotlight myself so everyone can see me. So on that happy note, we're going to go ahead to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Gana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my divine spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Don't want to be blinded in ignorance. So, Let's go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we are reading the story of Sripad Madhavendra Puri today from the next chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila. And it's an amazing story told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he is visiting Remuna, which is where the Shira Chora Gopinath deity is. This is one of my favorite stories. I remember hearing this story for the first time when I was a new devotee, and I was thinking, wow, the deity is Krishna. I remember hearing this story. I think I was like 3 months in the movement. 1922 was the year 1922. See if any of you picked up on that mistake. No, nobody picked up on that mistake. I said 1922. Actually, it was 19. See, nobody's listening. I could say I was born in 1856, and nobody would say anything about it. So, 1971 or 72, I heard this story. No, 1822, that was too early. That's before I came to America. So anyway, getting back to the point. So about 1971 or 72, I heard this story, and it just reinforced my faith, along with the other story of Sakshi Gopal, which we're going to hear soon. Both stories. Okay, let's go. Whoops, and now I got to share the screen. I was just going to read without sharing the screen. I was so anxious to read the story. So, and now we'll share the screen. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, here we go. Just getting everything set up. And actually the first verse is that. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra, a little bit different. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Forgive me if I get too ecstatic from reading this. Niladri Gamana Jagannatha Darashana Sarvabhama Bhattacharya Prabhura Milana Esavalila Prabhura Dasa Vrindavana Vistadi Kari Kariyachena Uttama Varnana. The Lord went to Jagannath Puri and visited Lord Jagannath's temple. He also met with Sarvabhama Bhattacharya. All these pastimes have been very elaborately explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his book Chaitanya Bhagavat. Right, wait a second. Sahaja Vichitra Madhura Chaitanya Vihara Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Amritaratara. By nature, all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very wonderful and sweet, and when they are described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they become like a shower of nectar. Ataiva taha varni nehaya punarukti dambakari varni yari taiche nahi shakti. Therefore, I humbly submit that since these incidents have already been nicely described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, I would be very proud to repeat the same thing, and this would not be very good. I do not have such powers. Chaitanya Mangale Yahak Karila Varnanas Sutra Rupe Se Lila kariye suchana. I'm therefore presenting only a synopsis of those events already described elaborately by Vrindavanadas Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangala, now known as the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Tangra sutriyache tena nakai lavarnana yatak athanchit kari se lila katana. Some of these incidents he did not describe elaborately, but only summarized, and these I shall describe in this book. Ataiva tanrapaye kari namaskara tanrapaya parada naha uk amara. I thus offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. I hope that I will not offend his lotus feet by this action. Hey, Mata Mahaprabhu, Chali La Nila Chale, Chari Vakta Sange, Krishna Kirtana Kutho Hale. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded toward Jagannath Puri with four of his devotees, and he chanted the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra, with great eagerness. Viksha lagi ekadina ekagrama gya apane bahutana anilama gya. Each day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to a village and collected a great quantity of rice and other grains for the preparation of prasadam. Pate bada bada dani vigna nahi kare tasabare kripakari aila remunare. There were many rivers on the way, and in each river there was a tax collector. The tax collectors did not hinder the Lord, however, and he showed the mercy. Finally, he reached the village of Rimuna. There's a railway station named Valeshra, and 5 miles to the west is the village of Rimuna. The temple of Shirachara Gopinath still exists in this village, and within the temple, the Samadhi tomb of Rasikananda Prabhu, the chief disciple of Shyamananda Goswami, can still be found. So, I've been there. We took our tour there several times. It's really an isolated place. It's actually very isolated. Very, very isolated. Text 13. Remunate Gopinatha Parama Mohana Bhakti Kare Kaila Prabhu Tanradarashana. The deity of Gopinath in the temple in Ramuna was very attractive. Lord Chaitanya visited the temple and offered his obeisances with great devotion. Tanrapada Padma Nikata Panama Karite Tanrapushpachuda Padila Prabhura Matate. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of the Gopinath deity, the helmet of flowers on the head of Gopinath fell down and landed on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I've described this before, but that deity of Gopinath was personally carved by Lord Ramchandra. And the story is as follows, very, very quickly. One time, Sita Devi and Lord Ram, and Lakshman, of course, they were in Rimuna, which is where the deity is. And what happened is that Sita Devi was very curious. She understood that the Lord appears at or in different yugas, like there's the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And she wanted to know about the Lord's appearance in the Dwarpa Yuga, because it was the Treta Yuga. You know, Lord Ram, what are you going to look like when you appear in the next Yuga? And so Lord Ram took out an arrow, and on a stone he carved the deity of Gopinath. And so the deity is not a free-standing deity. He's a relief deity. In other words, relief means it's still three-dimensional. Not it, or he is still three-dimensional, but he's carved, and his back is actually like a stone, and he comes out of the stone. You'll see many deities like that in India. So this deity was carved by the Lord. Chudapana Mahaprabhura Anandita Mana Bahonricha Gita Kaila Danya Bhakti Dana. When the deity's helmet fell upon his head, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased, and thus he chanted and danced in various ways with his devotees. Prabhura Prabhava Deki Prema Rupa Guna Vismita Haila Gopinathera Dasa Gana. All the servants of the deity were struck with wonder due to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intense love, his exquisite beauty, and his transcendental qualities. Nanu Rupe Riche Kaila Prabhura Sevana Siratri Tahan Prabhu Karila Vanchana. Because of their love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they served him in many ways, and that night the Lord stayed at the temple of Gopinath. Mahaprasada Shira Lobe Rahila Prabhu Tata Purve Swarapuri Tanre Kahiya Chena Katha. The Lord remained there because he was very eager to receive the remnants of sweet rice offered to the Gopinath deity, having heard a narration from his spiritual master Ishwarapuri of what had once happened there. Shira Chora Gopinatha Prasida Kandranama Bhakta Gane Kahi Prabhu Zeta Akyana. The deity was known widely as Shira Chora Gopinatha, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his devotees the story of how the deity became so famous. Purve Madhava Purira Lagi Shira Kaila Churi Vadeva Nama Hoylak Shira Chora Uri. Formerly, the deity had stolen a pot of sweet rice for Madhavendrapuri. Therefore, he became very famous as the Lord who stole the sweet rice. Purve Shri Madhavapuri Aela Vrindavana Brahmite Brahmite Gela Giri Govardhana. Once Sri Madhavendrapuri traveled to Vrindavan, where he came upon the hill known as Govardhan, Govardhan Hill Ki Jai. Prema Mata Nahi Tandra Duratri Dina Jana Shane Ute Kshane Pode Nahi Stana Stana. Madhavendrapuri was almost mad in his ecstasy of love of Godhead, and he did not know whether it was day or night. Sometimes he stood up and sometimes he fell to the ground. He could not discriminate whether he was in a proper place or not. Shaila parikrama kari govinda kundayasi snana kari vrikshatale ache sandhyayavasi. After circumambulating the hill, Madhavendrapuri went to Govindakund and took his bath. He then sat beneath the tree to take his evening rest. So actually, a little description here. So Govindakund is where Madhavendrapuri set up his ashram, at least temporarily, when he was at Govardhan. And he would take his bath every day. And when we took everyone on the parikrama of Govardhan, and we actually have many pictures of this, we took everybody to the place where Madhavendrapuri would bathe. And there's a special desire tree there. And if you hold on to that desire tree, make a wish, the wish will come true. And so that's right at the bathing place of Madhavendrapuri. And then there's his ashram, which is actually right next to the bathing place. Gopala Balakaheka Dugdabanda Lana Asiyage Dari Kichu Balila Khasiya. While he was sitting beneath a tree, an unknown coward boy came with a pot of milk, placed it before Madhavendrapuri, and, smiling, addressed him as follows. Puri he dugdalangna kara tumi pana magi kene nahi kao kibakara jana. Oh, Madhavendrapuri, please drink the milk I have brought. Why don't you beg some food to eat? What kind of meditation are you undergoing? Balakera sondarye purira haila santosha Tahara Madhura Vakye Gela Bhoka Shosha. When he saw the beauty of that boy, Madhavendra Puri became very satisfied. Hearing his sweet words, he forgot all hunger and thirst. Puri kahi ke tumi gan tumara vasa ke mata jani layami kari upavasa. Madhavendra Puri said, "Who are you? Where do you reside? And how did you know that I was fasting?" Balaka kahi gopami e grame vasi amara grame te keha narahe upavasi. The boy replied, "Sir, I am a coward boy, and I reside in this village. In my village, no one fasts." Jai! Keha anamagi kaya keha dugdharhara ayachakajane hamidieta ahara. In this village, if a person can beg food from others and thus eat, some people drink only milk, but if a person does not ask anyone for food, I supply him all his eatables. So this is very interesting. It's like the verse in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? Ananyas chintayanto mam ye janak paripasate tesham satadiyutam yogikshema vahamiham. That for those who are completely devoted to me, ananyas chintayanto mam ye janak paripasate, that if someone doesn't have any other interest than pleasing me, then I give him or I provide what he lacks and I protect what he has. So this is the highest stage of sannyas. In the highest stage of sannyas, one doesn't even ask people for food. In the lower stages, you ask people for food, or you live in the first stage of sannyas, you live in the same village, and your family supplies you with food. So asking people for food means madhukari, where you go house to house like a little bee, and you collect a little food from each house. But the highest stage of sannyas, just one, completely depends on Krishna, and this is what Madhavendra Puri was doing. And so Krishna is proving that if one does that, Krishna will always supply you with whatever you need. If you are completely devoted to Krishna, ananyas chintayanto mam. One has no other. Means no other interest other than the interest of Krishna. So, jalanite shrigana tamare deki gale gila sri sabadu dadia amare patayla. The women who come here to take water saw you and they supplied me with this milk and sent me to you. Sorry. Go dohana karite chahi shigrahami yaba arabara asiyami. The boy continued, "I must go very soon to milk the cows, but I shall return and take back this milk pot from you." Etabali gela balaka na dekiyara madava puriya rachite ahila jamatkara. Saying this, the boy left the place. Indeed, he suddenly could be seen no more. And Madhavendra Puri's heart was filled with wonder. Of course, that was Krishna. No doubt about it. Dugdapana karibanda dunara kila batadeke sevalaka puna naila. After drinking the milk, Madhavendra Puri washed the pot and put it aside. He looked toward the path, but the boy never returned. Vasi namalaya puri nidrai nahi haya sheshatre tandra haila vayavriti laya. Madhavendra Puri could not sleep. He sat and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and at the end of night, he dozed a little, and his external activities stopped. Swapne deke se balaka samukhe asina eka kunje lana kela ateti darina. In a dream, Madhavendra Puri saw the very same boy. The boy came before him and, holding his hand, took him to a bush in the jungle. Kunja dekhana kahi ami e kunje rahi shita vrishti patagni te mahaduka pai. The boy showed Madhavendra Puri the bush and said, I reside in this bush, and because of this I suffer very much from severe cold, rain showers, winds, and scorching heat. Of course, that's the deity that was residing in the bush. And the deity came out, and of course, deity, Krishna, they're absolutely the same, and gave Madhavendra Puri the milk previously. Gramera lokani ama kara kunje aite parvata upari lana ragabala mate. Please bring the people of the village and get them to take me out of this bush, then have them situate me nicely on top of the hill. Ekamata karitahan karahastapana bahu shitalak jale karashriyanga marjana. Please construct a temple on top of that hill, the boy continued, and install me in that temple. After this, wash me with large quantities of cold water so that my body may be cleansed. Bahu dina tumarapata kari nirikshana kabiyasi madhavahama karibe sevana. For many days I have been observing you, and I have been wondering, when will Madhavendra Puri come here to serve me? Tumara prema bashe kari seva angi kara darshana diya nishtariva sakala sangsara. I have accepted your service due to your ecstatic love for me. Thus I shall appear, and by my audience all fallen souls will be delivered. Shri Gopala Nama Mora Govardhana Dhari Rajre Rastapitahami Ihan Adhikari. My name is Gopala. I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill. I was installed by Bhadra, and here I am the authority. So Bhadra, of course, is Brajanava, who is Krishna's great-grandson, the son of Aniruddha. We mentioned him before in a previous class. And when he went to Vrindavan with some of the members of the Yadav dynasty that were still there, like Krishna, some of Krishna's wives, he established many of the holy places of pilgrimage, remembering where Krishna did different activities when Krishna was present a few years earlier. And in addition, he installed deities. In addition, he made many kuns, like Govinda Kund and other kuns, around the area. So it's due to Brajanava that we are aware of where everything is. Of course, not only Brajanava, but the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and the other associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and ultimately his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, because without Srila Prabhupada, none of us would be aware. And it was Srila Prabhupada in the modern world who made Vrindavan popular for everybody. It's a fact. When Prabhupada established the Krishna Balaram Mandir, it was a jungle there, I remember. Basically, it was a jungle. It was a nice jungle, though. There were peacocks and tame monkeys, not like now that the monkeys are not tame. There were peacocks, and it was all a dirt path around there. You could walk around around Vrindavan town. And it was basically just all dirt path and very quiet. There were no motorized vehicles. And very seldom you would see a bicycle rickshaw there. very, very, very quiet at that time. And Prabhupada actually made Vrindavan famous in the modern world. Now it's filled with people, filled with, unfortunately, tall buildings. As they say in the famous song from the 1960s, they paved paradise and put up a parking lot. And unfortunately, that's happened to Vrindavan. But it hasn't happened to Govardhan, because Govardhan has been declared a green zone, which means it's protected, so the developers can't do anything, at least right next to the hill. Some distance away, they're making a ring road around Govardhan, not around the hill itself, but let's say a kilometer or two away from the hill. So there's a ring road around, and around the ring road, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of development, but around the hill itself, eventually they're going to prohibit all cars, motorized vehicles. So you'll be able to walk in a very peaceful way. Of course, when we go around Govardhan, we try to take what's called the inner path around Govardhan. The inner path is like a forest path. It's really blissful to take that. And hopefully that will be there for the foreseeable future. Hopefully. Because it's predicted in Kali Yuga that gradually Govardhan will disappear. The Yamuna has already disappeared in Vrindavan. And so many of the aspects of Braj are actually gradually disappearing because of the oncoming onslaught of Kali Yuga. Okay, so here's the description given by Gopal, the deity Gopal. Shailopari haite ama kunje lukanam lechabaye sevakamora gela palana. When the Muslims attacked the priest who was serving me, hid me in this bush in the jungle. Then he ran away out of fear of the attack. And we mentioned many times before that when the Muslims came, they would try to take the deity and smash the deity and do so many horrible things that even they would disinter the bodies, that means the samadhis of the great saints. There were bodies in there rather than ashes. They would disinter these bodies of the great saints and feed them to the dogs or rip them apart or in somehow or other desecrate the bodies of the great saints. So in many cases, with the bodies of the great saints, obviously they didn't want to just put them in the bushes or take them somewhere else. They would cremate these bodies, because for great saints, sannyasis especially, and all great saints, you don't cremate the body generally, because the body is completely spiritual, being utilized in Krishna's service, so it's put in the ground in samadhi, like we did with Srila Prabhupada's transcendental body, and also with some of my god brothers who have passed away from this world. So the devotees would sometimes disinter, take the bodies out, and cremate the bodies, and in some places they would make a samadhi from the ashes, and sometimes they would combine. There's only one samadhi for, let's say, three different personalities, like the teen Goswami samadhi at Radhakund. So with the deities, they were hidden. Sometimes they were hidden in the bushes. Sometimes they were taken out of Vrindavan. Sometimes they were taken to Nathwar. Sometimes they were taken to Jaipur, Udaipur, or other places. And sometimes they were just immersed in a lake, so no one could find them. For example, in Radhakund, the original deities in Radhakund were discovered in Radhakund, in the lake Radhakund. They're called the Radha Krishna Puran deities. Puran means old. Not that Krishna's ever old, but the deities were the original deities found there, and they're situated right next to the marketplace of Radhakund. So this is a standard, how the deities were taken out of Braj. And one deity they tried to take out of Braj, and they weren't able to. That was the Vrindadevi deity. Because Vrindadevi and Kamyaman, Vrindadevi didn't want to leave. Sahaite rahiyami e kunjastane vala haila haila hama kada savaltane. Since the priest went away, I have been staying in this bush. It is very good that you have come here. Now just remove me with care. Itapali se balaka antardana kaila jagiya madhavapuri vichara karila. After saying this, the boy disappeared. Then Madhavendrapuri woke up and began to consider his dream. Shri Krishna ke dekina muni narinu chinite etabali premaveshe padila bumite. Madhavendrapuri began to lament, I saw Lord Krishna directly, but I could not recognize him. Thus he fell down on the ground in ecstatic love. In other words, he's referring to the time when that young boy who was Krishna brought in the milk. And he was thinking, oh my God, I was just with Krishna, and I didn't know it was Krishna. Wow. Shaneka rodanakari mana kaila dira agna palana lagi ahindla shustira. Madhavendrapuri cried for some time, but then he fixed his mind on executing the order of Gopal. Thus he became tranquil. Pratasnana kari puri grama madhye gila sabalokai katrakari kahite lagila. After taking his morning bath, Madhavendrapuri entered the village and assembled all the people. Then he spoke as follows. Brahmarishvara tamara govardhana dhari kunje ache chalatandre pakira ye kori. The proprietor of this village, Govardhana Dhari, is lying in the bushes. Let us go there and rescue him from that place. Atyanta nivida kunja nari praveshite kutari kudali laha dwara karite. The bushes are very dense, and we will not be able to enter the jungle. Therefore, take choppers and spades to clear the way. And actually, we've been at that place where Gopal was found. That's Gopal Prakat Stali, right next to Govardhan Hill, and there's a temple there. Right in the village of Aniyor, right on the edge of the village of Aniyor, on the edge of Govardhan Hill, on the inner path, the nectarian inner path around Govardhan that we would take in the morning. I have a very clear memory of that, just every morning getting out there right when it started to get light and going on that inner path and just being absorbed in the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Everyone should go to Govardhan sometime or other. Shuni lokatan ratsange chalila harishe kunja kati dwara kari harila praveshe. After hearing this, all the people accompanied Madhavendrapuri with great pleasure. According to his directions, they cut down bushes, cleared a path, and entered the jungle. Takura dekila mati trine achadita deki sabaloka haila anande vismita. When they saw the deity covered with dirt and grass, they were all struck with wonder and pleasure. Avarana dura kari karila vidite mahabari takura kehanare chalaite. After they had cleansed the body of the deity, some of them said, the deity is very heavy. No single person can move him. Maha, maha, palishta loka, ikatra karinda, parvatu parigela puri takura lana. Since the deity was very heavy, some of the stronger men assembled to carry him to the top of the hill. Madhavendrapuri also went there. Now, generally, devotees should not be climbing Govardhan Hill because Govardhan Hill is non-different from Krishna, as was manifest during the Govardhan Puja pastimes mentioned in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, non-different from Krishna, so we don't step on Govardhan Hill. Although certain personalities who are doing service, they may step on Govardhan Hill for doing service. not under ordinary circumstances. Like if you have to go to the temple on top of the hill, not to see the deity, but you're assigned to do some service, then you beg the deity for forgiveness. Or you beg the deity and Govardhan for forgiveness. But one has to be very, very careful. I mean, let's take Sripad Ramanujacharya, who wanted to go to Tirumala. Okay? Tirumala. And if you don't know about Tirumala, it's in the Tirumala Hills. And the Tirumala Hills are supposed to be the spine of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, none different than the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Sripad Ramanujacharya, when he was going up to see Balaji, who's at the top of Tirumala Hills, Tirupati is at the bottom, Tirumala is the top. Okay, got it. And it's a long walk. I mean, even it took me some time to walk up. Actually, I ran up. Sorry. One year, I and Kavi Chandramaras had like a competition, a running competition to the top of the hill. But that's when I was young, 7 years ago. So anyway, so we ran up the hill. But Ramanujacharya, being a great Vaishnava and very humble, guess what he did to go to the top of the hill? He climbed the hill on his knees. In other words, he tied his feet back against his thighs, and then on his knees he climbed to the top. And when he was at the top, he did not do any bodily functions, because he considered this to be the most sacred place imaginable. You understand? Don't put your feet on Lord Vishnu. Don't put your feet on Govardhan. Very, very important. And so he didn't do any bodily functions. I think you can all understand what bodily functions are, until he climbed down in the very same way. And to this day, if you go to Tirumala, and of course, you don't climb the hill with socks or shoes or anything like that, but if you go to Tirumala and you're climbing up the hill, you will see some very great Vaishnavas who don't want to touch the Tirumala hills with their feet, climbing on their knees. And can you imagine? It's miles up. That's just flat. It's miles up there. I mean, I couldn't even imagine doing that. And of course, for those who can't even walk up the hill, there's buses and taxis, and there's a bus stand on the top. And generally, I have to admit, we do take a car up the hill when we haven't walked up the hill. But it's such an amazing walk up the hill. You're actually walking on Lord Vishnu. And there's all sorts of forests on the way up the hill. And there's tigers on the way up the hill. Sometimes some pilgrims get eaten when they're walking up. Not Govardhan Hill, but in the Tirumala Hills. So anyway, so let's continue with this tomorrow. The story of Sripad Madhavendrapuri. Of course, Madhavendrapuri is the spiritual master of Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri is the spiritual master of his divine God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and Madhavendrapuri is like the source of ecstatic love in our disciplic succession, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he left this world, Madhavendrapuri was crying out in separation from Krishna, showing the topmost aspect of ecstatic love, which is the mood of Vipralamba. Okay. So now we have a few minutes left. We will take some questions. Perfect questions, perfect answers. And I have to unmute you. Okay. Who has some questions?
Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
Okay, Rakesh. So what's the question?
Guru Yesterday, I was in the temple and I was talking to Ishwar Prabhu. He's a brahmachari here, and he talked about one of the pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit. And I wanted to confirm with you that he was talking about somebody told him that Nimai Mahaprabhu, when he was Nimai, like before taking sannyas, he used to do debate, like talk with Gadadhar Pandit about philosophy. And I just want to know your opinion. Did Gadadhar Pandit ever taught Mahaprabhu about the devotional service, or like, I just want to know, what's your, like, is there any pastime, you know, like, what was their
Yes,
interaction?
there are pastimes when Gadadhar tried to convince Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about devotional service, and Lord Chaitanya was arguing, because he was expert in philosophy, Sanskrit grammar, rhetoric, Sanskrit poetics, and he would defeat the devotees. So the devotees would, in many cases, avoid Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they would, I mentioned this yesterday, I think. Not all this detail, but they would go to the opposite side of the street when they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to avoid him. And then they would pray, my dear Lord Krishna, please let Nimai Pandit become a devotee, because if he becomes a devotee, he'll be a great preacher. And because of their prayers, Lord Chaitanya manifested his devotional aspect. Okay? It's a bona fide story. And Gadadhar Pandit also was told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I mentioned this yesterday, that Gadadhar, in the future I'll be such a great devotee that even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma will worship me. So that's a story I mentioned yesterday.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so who else has a question? No other questions. Yes, Krishna providing milk to Madhavendra Puri is similar to Bilva Mangal Thakur getting milk from Krishna. And Krishna says, you know, that someone is completely devoted to me, I will preserve what they have and I will carry what they lack. It is a fact. So, someone else ask a question, or else we'll end early if no one else has a question. Huh? That's
I have a
interesting.
question for Dave.
Okay. Vrajalila.
I don't exactly know how to put it, but I'm thinking about the like building up of Vrindavan after, I guess, I assume ISKCON. And I wonder, like, if anyone sees that as negative because it the holy place, I mean, obviously it's still there and it's still holy, but it's being built up in a way that's like it's becoming more covered in that way.
I definitely see it as negative. I definitely think it is negative that people put concrete everywhere and you can't see the peacocks anymore. Of course, the monkeys are still there, but the monkeys have become ferocious. And the reason the monkeys have become ferocious is that we've actually taken away the natural habitat of the monkeys by constructing all these concrete buildings. The monkeys have no place to go, so they've actually become really angry, and they attack people, and they take away glasses. They have never taken away my glasses. Of course, I better not say that, because next time they may take away my glasses. But they take away the glasses, and they've been trained by the shopkeepers to bring the glasses to the shopkeepers. The shopkeepers give them a banana, and then the people go and they collect their glasses by paying the shopkeepers money. So they're actually like trained monkeys. In Govardhan, they don't do that. Yes, it is a crime. I personally consider it a crime, considering what has been done to Vrindavan. I mean, Vrindavan is still Vrindavan, and obviously Krishna is still there, but it's a lot harder to experience that atmosphere now in Vrindavan because of all the concrete and all the commercial enterprises and all the high-rise buildings. And what can I say? What can I say? That's why right now, when I go to Braj, because your name is Braj, but when I go to Braj, then I go to Govardhan. when I go to Vrindavan, I go there for a few hours to see the deities, to see some of my friends there, do a little service, maybe buy a harmonium or something like that, and then come right back to Govardhan the same day. I used to stay in Vrindavan, but for me, the atmosphere is not meditative. It is more, it's just so intense. It's like being in the middle of a city, and it's still spiritual. I'm not criticizing Vrindavan. I cannot see Vrindavan. I shouldn't see Vrindavan through material eyes. But for me, Govardhan is home. And then I go to Radhakund and chant. So here's the question about the Yamuna. Okay, is the Yamuna water is no longer there in Vrindavan for most of the year. Okay? So if you want to throw the ashes into the Yamuna, you have to go above Delhi at this particular point. Although there has been some, I wouldn't necessarily say progress, but there have been some protests made and some promises by the government to bring the Yamuna back to Vrindavan. But right now what you see in the Yamuna riverbed is water from Delhi, which is basically the industrial runoff in the sewerage from Delhi. So I definitely don't advise devotees to put the ashes there. Of course, spiritually, yes, the Yamuna is there. But if you really want Yamuna water, you have to go above Delhi, above where the dams are, what they call barrages in India. Dams are called barrages. So, Baraja. Raja, that sounds spiritual. Baraja. Raja. Baraja. Anyway.
So if we Google, Baraja. We can find out the place. If I Google Baraja, then it will come up, is it?
You sure it's pronounced Baraja?
I don't know. Okay.
I think it's called Barajas. Barajas. Baraj or Barajas. That's how that I've heard the devotees pronounce it there.
Okay. So even if we Google like the
river, you can find out where the water is. Yes, above Vrindavan. Okay. There's like two or three different. Let me just call it dams, because that's what I'm accustomed to calling it in English. A dam is something that barrage. That's what I said. Barrage, and the plural would be barrages. So I was right. So anyway, so whatever way you pronounce it, it's a dam. Damn the dam, as they say. And so there have been many protests, and still there's no, basically, other than when there's the rainy season and the dam is overflowing, there's no Yamuna water there. And many people have gotten sick from bathing in the previous Yamuna River bed because it's industrial runoff and sewerage from Delhi. And there have been some deaths because of that. So, you know, I think there's scientific knowledge, practical knowledge. You don't want to spiritualize everything and say, you know, this is spiritual chemicals coming. It's actually quite dirty, and I have many films and reports about this. So the point is, that's what's Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the holy Dhamma is gradually disappearing. So take advantage in the next few years of going to visit Govardhan. And Govardhan's disappearing too. Like a grain of mustard seed every day in height. The Govardhan is actually sinking into the ground. One section of Govardhan is gone. So take advantage before it's too late. Not, of course, now until the COVID crisis is over and you can visit Vrindavan.
Gurudev, when we go to Gokul, there is a little bank of Yamuna. And yeah. we all went, and then like we take water from Jamuna and then we sprinkle as we do it at the other places as you taught.
I wouldn't advise you doing that because it's all downstream from Delhi. My humble suggestion is don't.
Okay, Guru Bhai.
Because it's not Jamuna water. That's, I mean,
I found a few locations for water near you. The first one is the town of Hillsborough Water Treatment Plant at 7 Dimmick's Mill Road, Hillsborough.
Oh, that's my.
The second one is the Water Specialist Inc. at 608 Cornerstone Court, Hillsborough. The third one is the water.
All right. That was my Google Home. It sometimes speaks to me. So how to understand that completely devoted Krishna does not mean that we do not do our. This is a good question. This is Atmanandini. Says, how to understand that completely devoted to Krishna does not mean that we do not do our prescribed duty, like work and devotion, renunciation of work, what Krishna says in Gita. Well, work and devotion means to do your prescribed duty, because your prescribed duty is given to you by Krishna. And in accordance with your varnashram system, situation, Chatur Varna Maya Shrishta, Guna Karma Vibhakasha. Everyone has a prescribed duty in this world in accordance with their psychophysical nature. If I'm a Brahmin, I have a particular type of prescribed duty. If I'm a Kshatriya, if I'm a Vaishya, if I'm a Shudra, I have a particular type of prescribed duty, and then I do give the results to Krishna. That's all. You do your duty, but you give the results to Krishna. You don't renounce your duty. But you understand what your prescribed duty is according to your psychophysical nature. And we explained this the other day, that renunciation, Krishna says in the Gita, that to be renounced doesn't mean to be in the renounced order. It doesn't mean that one lights no fire nor performs no work. But one works as he or she is obligated according to their particular psychophysical nature in this world. And also, another point being, while you are in the world, if you are not like Madhavendra Puri, you have some need for sense gratification. I know that may come as a shock to all of you, but Prabhupada said, everybody, unless they're like the Goswamis of Vrindavan who can eat one pat of butter every 3 days, has a need for sense gratification. Sense grad! But it has to be something in accordance with the regulated principles. For example, oh my God, I don't want to give an example myself. Anyway, so the other day I was in my car and I was having some sense grab by driving fast, and then I got a ticket. So I was breaking the principle. So you may have permission to do something. Just like you may have a driver's license, it may give you a permit to drive, but it doesn't give you a permit to drive too fast. So you are given certain allowance for sense gratification, but you have to stay within the boundaries of that allowance and not drive like I was driving, almost twice the speed limit. And when I saw those lights behind me, I was scared. I was chanting Hare Krishna better than I've ever chanted Hare Krishna my whole life. And I was praying to Krishna. Those lights blinking behind me. Of course, I pulled over. I was thinking for a second that I had a faster car than this policeman did. And I thought I would outrun him. But then I thought that wasn't such a good idea if I did that. So I pulled over and I was praying to Krishna. Krishna, please, please, Krishna, if you really love me, Krishna, please just have him give me a warning. And so then he pulled up to the car and he said, "Can I see your license, sir?" And I said, "Yes, I'm sorry, I apologize. Please accept my obeisances at your lotus feet." And so I gave, not quite. I was more humble than I've ever been in my whole life. I gave my license, and Molly was in the car with my license. I was praying, please let him be merciful. I'm a devotee. Krishna, I'm your devotee. You said you're supposed to protect your devotees. Why don't you protect this devotee? Please, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. And he came back and said, you have a ticket and you have to go to court. So therefore, we have some, getting back to the point, we have some allowance for sense gratification, but stay within that allowance. Stay within that allowance. Don't violate it. Don't violate ordinary. Just because you're a devotee doesn't mean you can do any damn thing like speeding in the road and get away with it. You still have to follow the rules and regulations. So, anyway, so here's another question. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, please tell my humble baby. How do we learn to completely depend on the Lord like a child does on a parent in terms of day-to-day activities? I've heard stories of devotees taking advantage of distressful situations. First of all, we completely depend on the Lord by using our intelligence, because I did not use my intelligence when I was speeding. I wasn't depending on Krishna. I knew I was doing something wrong. You understand? I knew it. I am guilty as charged. So that's the first point. We depend on the God-given intelligence. It's not that we do any sort of nonsense. But we understand that if we depend on our intelligence, we actually act according to our intelligence, and then we depend on Krishna for the result. In other words, we have a right to our activities, but we don't have a right to the result, as Krishna says in the Gita. Yes, we take advantage of distressful situations to take shelter of Krishna, just like I did with the police. I took advantage of distressful situation, and I was chanting purely. For the one time, I was chanting Krishna's name very purely. So, anyway, Krishna puts us in distressful conditions, ayashyaham anaguru name hurish yaita danam shanai, so that we can take shelter of him. Okay, I think it's time.
Can I ask one question?
Okay, just quick.
Can we put peacock on Nityananda Prabhu?
No. Oh, okay. Do not put a peacock on Lord Nityananda. There is no way he should wear a peacock. Because he is Balaram. Balaram doesn't wear a peacock feather.
Okay.
Even in Braj, Balaram doesn't wear a peacock feather. Peacock feather is for Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya was in Navadvip, peacock feathers for Krishna, when he is in Vrindavan.
So even when we say Balaram is non-different from Krishna?
No, but we don't put a peacock feather on.
Okay. Thank you, Guruji.
You can put another type of feather.
Yeah.
Any other type of feather on Balaram if you like, but not a peacock feather.
Okay, Guruji.
Peacock feather is reserved for Krishna. I mean, because in the Vrindavan pastimes, that was Krishna's specialty, the peacock feather. Like Balaram and Krishna are in Vrindavan. And so Krishna's specialty is the peacock feather, and you wouldn't put a peacock feather on both of them. And with Lord Chaitanya, it's the same thing. You put a peacock feather on Lord Chaitanya, but not on Lord Nityananda. And if you're doing that in the temple, stop. They should not both have peacock feathers. Any temple where they have Gaurantai deities, you should not be doing that, or Krishna Balaram deities. Okay, on that happy note, and actually we have to be careful also not using the deities to enact certain pastimes. I know in some temples, and we've actually stopped that on the GBC, of devotees dressing the deities to enact certain pastimes. I mean, in one temple they actually put boats on the altar, made it seem like Krishna was in a boat. And in the same temple, they even dressed Radha and Krishna up as Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus for Christmas. You know, so even with bona fide Vedic pastimes, we don't want to alter the deities in any way. We can have certain colors, you know, seasonal colors and stuff like that. But we don't want to use the deities like mannequins to display a certain pastime. Okay, on that happy note, we'll see everybody tomorrow. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.